Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Are you serious?
Hello, Marcus Bronzi here from How to Skin Lauer, and today we have a very special guest. He's one of the best football freestylers in the world. Well, technically, he's a world champion right now, Erlan Fergili. He's about to step on with us. Before we get on with things, I just want to say it's fantastic when you hear about the level of competitiveness, not just against other people, but against themselves. And his backstory is lovely. We only get to scratch the surface with regards to it in this interview. But without further ado, let's jump into this fantastic interview. And I'll see you on the other side.
So my name is Erlan Fergili. I am 23 years old. I come from Trondheim in Norway. I am a football freestyler. So I've been doing football freestyle for 12 years now, since May 2009. I would say my last 7 years, I've been going all in for freestyle to see how good I can become. And that's me.
And going all in definitely has paid back, hasn't it? Because you've had you've had a really good year, haven't you?
Yeah. I've been having many good years the last years, I think. So
yeah.
Also last year was very good, managing to win the Red Bull Street Style online, which was amazing.
Yeah, I mean, that's got to be probably one of the biggest achievements that you can make out there, because that's a really competitive competition, isn't it? It looks fun from the outside for me to watch, but it's serious competition, right?
Yes, the freestylers in the top are going really hard. So the level is, of course, growing every year. And this year or last year, it was also really high. Every Red Bull Streets competition is... I would say it's harder than the last one. So you always have to step it up from competition to competition.
Yeah. Is it fair to say if you did the same routine this year as you did last year, or if you did the same routine next year as you did this year, it's not going to cut it, is it, right? It needs to be new stuff every single time.
Yeah, you always have to try to refresh yourself. And also just improve your general level as well. So,
okay, all right.
As I've said a few times, when I won my first world championship in 2016, I could have beaten that version of me every day now. So,
wow.
Yeah, it's a really different world.
Okay, all right. Well, I want to talk about the future. I want to talk about what you've done currently in a minute, but I think we should go back 12 years first and let's talk about how you got into this. Or maybe even there's a story before then about when you first kind of felt like football freestyle or this kind of football skill was something that you wanted to take more seriously. When was that first moment?
That was in May 2009. I was together with my brother, Brynjar, who is also still in the game.
Yeah.
We both had a desire for something new because we always been doing a lot of different things, but never really found our one true passion. But then we discovered through YouTube, football freestyle. It was just something that clicked.
Who do you know who it was that you saw on YouTube that made you want to do it, or was it a bunch of people?
Yeah, it was many people, but there was one video. It was Tosani's video, which is really famous and has made so many freestylers begin, okay, including us.
All right, so you saw that, and then you and your brother wanted to start doing skills. I'm sorry if this is a tedious question, but I have to ask you, what was the first skill that you attempted to learn? Like, what was the first thing you thought, right, if I do this, this means I'm on the right path to be a proper football freestyler?
Before I started, I had managed to do Around the World and the Nextal. So those were, I could do that. But I think the moment I really got motivated was when I did that, actually the Tosan Around the World, okay. which is called, it's called. So that's when you do an around the world directly into a crossover in one motion.
And you, and how long did that take you to master that skill then when you first started doing it?
That, I think, 1 week.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
That's fast. Okay, listen, I've been trying for a lot longer than a week, and I definitely can't do that skill. You know what I mean? So I guess
I had a good fundament.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Oh, mate, listen, I'm not going to take away anything from the hard work you put in, but you've definitely got some skills as well. I'll definitely give you that. So, all right, okay. So you tried to learn the new skill, and I'm also eager to know, does having a brother in the game help? Because I feel like that's really good to have somebody that's really close to you who's, you know, giving you support, competition, because that's all really, really important.
Yes, for sure. I wouldn't be as good as now if I hadn't had Brynjar. Yeah, we've always been working together. In the beginning, we set the same goals and we train together. Maybe 80% of our trainings are together. So we always give each other advice and push each other. So yeah, that's definitely a help. And of course, it doesn't have to be your brother, but just having someone to practice with and push yourself against. And Brynjar is also just world class. So it's so good to have someone to push me as well.
Definitely, definitely. And your work rate is very high, and you've spoken about training a number of times already in the short time that we've just spoken already. And for those that are listening on the podcast that can't see the video right now, you're not sitting in a studio like I am. You are in an environment which looks like you're ready to train. Where do you want to describe? For people that can't see, let's describe where you are right now.
I'm in just a aerobic hall. I'm sitting on a bench now. It's good light and good ground where I can do freestyle. So I practice here a lot.
I'm going to guess that you're there most days of the week, right?
Yeah, but not necessarily here. I am many places, but I do practice here several times as well. Yeah.
Okay, so how many times are you training a week then?
It's 2 times a day, 5 to 6 days a week. That is around 15 to 18 hours. That's what the training diary says. So that involves everything around as well. So that's just the average. So we have traveling days as well. But yeah, it's around 15 to 18 hours every week.
That's amazing, man. And is it something that you feel like you, when you're doing your training, does it feel like it's taking long, or do you feel like it's, you're just having so much fun, or you're just so focused that it just kind of flies by?
It varies from session to session, but most of the times it's really, really enjoyable and it feels great to practice. But of course, sometimes it's hard and you just have to push through just to yeah, just to put in the hours. And but I know that helps too. But of course, I try to get as much quality as I can in every training session. It's not always that's possible, but I do my best. So, but now the last weeks, it's been very good, at least.
Yeah, good, good. I mean, look, I don't know what the weather's like where you are now, but, you know, we have very topsy-turvy weather here in the UK, to be polite. So we can have some lovely weeks now, and then it might not be so nice to train outside the weeks before, as I'm sure you found out, because you've obviously been around the world. You've been here a few times as well. So we've spoken about your journey with your brother. We've spoken about how much you can train. Outside of when you're freestyling, how important is football to you? Do you still like to watch football, regular football?
Yeah, that's a surprise to many, actually, because I don't watch that much football. I did when I was younger.
Yeah,
I was so into football when I was young, but it kind of transformed into just being super into freestyle. So, but I still sometimes watch. I watch the most important football matches, and I stay up to it. But
yeah,
I'm not a super fan.
Okay, are you going to be watching the Euros then? Yeah,
yeah, okay. I will watch a few matches there.
what are your predictions so far? Who do you think is going to be taking it home this time?
No, it's so difficult. I'm not I don't have a educated proposal there. I think Germany is often dangerous, and many other
countries
we'll see.
Obviously, I think England's got a good chance, a little bit biased there, but I think, you know, maybe, fingers crossed.
Yeah, maybe.
Who do you support day to day then? Who's your local team?
My local team here in Norway is Rosenborg. The German team I'm cheering for is Borussia Dortmund. And in England, I've been raised with Liverpool.
Solid team. Good history. Very good history, yeah. That team. Very, very good team. I'm an Arsenal man, so football's not been very good for me for the last few seasons. It's been a painful watch. It's been like a relationship where it's very one-sided. I've been given a lot and I've been hurt a lot. But you know what? That's football for you. There's ups and there's downs as well. So I'm totally fine with that. Do you like any other sports outside of football?
Yes, I really like to watch climbing. Okay. I think there are very many interesting and inspiring stories there. So I've been watching that for some time. And also running. Just the long distance. I think it's because of the Ingebrigtsen brothers. I'm not sure if you have heard of them, but they are Norwegian. Yeah. Norwegian brothers who are really up and coming in running. So
fascinating.
Yeah,
fascinating.
I think. But I'm interested in a lot of things, but maybe climbing and running.
Fascinating. So maybe, you know, once you hang up your boots, you can do some climbing and running instead. Then, right?
Yeah, we'll see.
Okay, cool. So with outside of sports, and it's fine if your answer is nothing, because you sound like you're very busy already, but do you like to kill time doing anything else? Is there another way you like to relax or chill out? Or for you, is it training, performing, watching a little bit of running and climbing?
Human being, you have to be social with other people. So I like to do that, of course. And yeah, I also study part-time, so I also spend some time doing that. And also listening to podcasts.
Nice, nice, nice. I could recommend
a good
one.
I haven't listened so much to yours yet. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, you can listen to this episode. Don't worry. That's not a problem at all.
I'll listen to it.
That's totally fine. I mean, look, that sounds like a really, really packed schedule. And yeah, like you said, between socializing and doing everything else, it sounds like you're a pretty busy guy, which is really, really good, man. So with regards to your career in football freestyle, because I feel like between you and your brother, you've achieved a lot, and that's the understatement, right? What is the next kind of thing that you'd like to achieve?
Well, I could start with saying that my general goal is a goal that I will never reach, and that is just to be as good as I can become. And I don't know what that limit is, but I will try to figure it out. And other than that, it's just to keep competing and enjoying the freestyle life and the life in general. And I think it will be very interesting to see what what the future competitions and the future level of freestyle will be. So
yeah, man.
Yeah, I don't think I have one goal now.
Good, good. I like.
I reached a lot of concrete goals, but yeah.
Stay hungry, and obviously, you know, one of the goals that you know you've kind of been achieving, and you and your brother been working around, are the Red Bull Street Style World Championship, and you know you're the current world champion. And what I like about Red Bull Championships across the board of sports is that they bring good community, good energy, but high competitive level. How do you think the Red Bull Street Style World Championship differs from other competitions around skill-based football?
From skill-based football?
Yeah, what's like that? From other skill competitions that we have. Like, I feel like Red Bull has come along and they've made sure that they've really shone the light on skills. There's been other competitions in the past which have been great, but I feel like Red Bull have really managed to, I don't know, they've brought an extra level of energy to it, like only they do.
Yeah, it's, you know, I'm from the inside, so I'm just really into freestyle, and I think I get everything with me, and it's maybe hard to get like the overall view and like what is really the difference. But for me, I really like how you have to be creative, and every freestyle you see in a competition is different. So it's always something, and a criteria also is variety and originality. So you have to expect that new things will come in every round. And that is maybe something that separates it from other sports, is that, it's always something fresh.
Yeah.
At least for freestylers, but it's not necessarily that every person understands that, because they kind of see everything as one, but
cool. Can you break something down for somebody who might be new to watching the football freestyle from Red Bull Street Style World Championship? How does it work from the first beginning rounds all the way through to you winning the championship? How do the rounds work? Because I always find that's interesting.
Yeah, this year it's different because you want me to take this year
Let's talk about usually and this year, and then because moving forward we don't know what format we're going to go with, so let's do both. I've got time.
Yes. So usually it's a national qualifier, so basically a national championship, and every winner from every national championship gets to be qualified to the Red Bull Street Style, and when you get there and at the Red Bull Street Style World Final, there is a qualification stage where you are divided into groups, and you battle maybe 6-7 other freestylers. And then if you qualify, you go to the top 16. And from top 16, it's battles all the way until the final. So you have to beat everyone all the way.
And what do you think made your... So what made you stand out? What makes you different, and what helped you stand out this time that you got won it?
It's maybe because, of course, it's so many things that play in here.
Of course.
But a few major things, I think, is that I am very all around. I can master every part of freestyle, and also I have a lot of variety, so I can vary from battle to battle, and also difficulty, and it's basically to complete the five criteria, which is difficulty, all round, originality, execution, and control.
And listen, you have all of that in what we call spades, because the way that you handled it this year was amazing. But just to be clear, is 2021, it's open to anyone over the age of 16 can register this year, right?
Yeah, so everyone in every country can participate, and everyone over 16 years old. So if you go to redbullstreetstyle.com, all the info should be there.
Excellent. And, you know, as a current champion, I'd love you to give some advice to anyone that's 16 or maybe even under 16 that wants to train and then in the future be involved in it. Because I think it's very important for them to hear from a current champion like yourself, someone who's dedicated, someone who's there, they're at the top of their game right now. You know, maybe imagine you're speaking to yourself, you know, 11, 12 years ago. What kind of advice would you give to a young person?
I think it would be just to figure out what you really want to do. And if freestyle is the path you want to go, then really go it. So put in the work, and the work is not only training. It's working on your moves. You're working on your mentality, working to prepare for competitions, and just learn to understand what works for you. So just keep in mind that training is not everything. Try to find what works for you.
Excellent. I think that's really nice. So yeah, work hard, and then yeah, try to make sure that you improve every way you can. Again, it's fine if the answer to my following question is a no, that's fine. But is there any kind of technology that you use to help improve your game or to stay up on things?
No, not really. It's pretty basic. We just need a shoe and a ball. Or two shoes.
I was going to say, yeah, one shoe, you're going to end up with a sore foot. I could see that you're enjoying it. And another thing that's impressive is that you almost make it look effortless. I know that I'm not trying to take away, it's high skill, it's high power, but it's like you're moving through the moves very smooth. I'm very impressed, man. I'm looking forward to see what you bring to the table in years to come. I mean, you say you're always trying to better yourself, so that's great.
I'm excited too. I already have a lot of new tricks in the bank, and I'm excited to show.
All right, I'll be following, and I look forward to checking it out. And once again, you know, if you're over the age of 16, you can register for Red Bull Street Style as well. I mean, and what's really great about the community, as you've seen, is that everybody's very welcoming, and it's a nice, friendly, but obviously strong competition, which I really, really like. So I look forward to seeing more from you, brother. Thank you very much for sitting down and having a conversation with me. And thanks for showing me all of the skills that I'm never going to be able to do in my life ever. You've done more around the world than I've ever done in my life at the start.
Oh, you just need some practice.
Yeah, I do. I need a bit of practice. Thank you very much. And I wish you all the best.
Thank you.
And I'll speak to you soon. Thank you. So there you have it. Erlan Figili, one of the highest rated football freestylers out there right now. And what's great is he's welcoming. He wants to get other people involved in this as well, just like Red Bull does too. And if you're over the age of 16, hey, you think you got the minerals? Crack on, get involved. I could be talking to you in a few years' time. You could be the next Red Bull World Champion. So, anyway, make sure you follow us on our socials at How to Kill an Hour. I'm at Marcus Bronzy, MarcusBronzy on all social medias. Yeah, thank you very much for killing some time with us. Bless.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.